Yes, Johnny Hero here on U105, and we're back to our favourite series, My Favourite Things, and our guest today, Belfast Lord Mayor, Máirtín Ó-Muilleoir. Máirtín, how you doing?
Johnny, good. And I'm old enough to remember Donna had a song called All Kinds of Everything, so maybe we're in for a little bit of that as well.
Oh, yes, All Kinds of Everything. You would have been old enough. Would you have watched that, the Eurovision Song Contest?
Watched it, fell in love with it. I am a child of, really, I suppose, the early 70s, and it's funny how the music you hear in your teens is the music that probably stays with you
all your life. We find that on the Golden Years feature. I mean, you're a year older than me, but it's the same era of music. Have you a particular fondness for like T-Rex and Slade and Sweet and all? No?
Well, on my iPod, I have T-Rex.
Yeah.
I have Mark Bolan. My pride and dignity won't allow me to put Slade on it. But
how
yes,
dare
those
you?
Are,
how
those,
very
but
dare
those
you?
Are all those are all those are all the anthems of my youth. And we.
But I always say it's the music you're growing up with. Maybe the first few artists that you bought in the shops, they do stick with you though.
And you've a great loyalty. I mean, I listened to the Doobie Brothers Taking to the Streets recently, and I remember buying that album, Living on the Fault Line, and being really amazed. Of course, I insist to my children that that was the best music, but they keep telling me there's been some music made since then. If there has, I'm not interested in it.
Your own career, when did you develop an interest in politics?
Well, I suppose I've been. I'm also a child of our darker times, I suppose, when a lot of us got involved in politics. But I was a Queen 77-80. I'm always been an Irish language activist, and I suppose from that I got involved in politics. I stood for Belfast City Council 85, elected 87, left in 97, and looking back, I had the good fortune recently to meet Dr. Paisley, Lord Bonside, and Eileen Paisley, Lady Paisley, and was able to give them a little gift for Rhonda Paisley, because she was on the council with me in tough times when there was a few harsh words spoken, and it's great now to come out the other side of that and to have the city united.
The theme for your year in office, we're told, is building the future, Belfast, together. How is that manifesting itself? Is it a struggle at times?
I think we need to really focus on the future. We need to focus on children, on the younger generation. We know the past divides us, and for that reason I said, well, if we're going to have a motto for the year, let it be future focused, let it be positive. And I have, for my sins, and I say this deliberately, for my sins I have 9 chaplains, and they have been one of the greatest gifts of this year. And my Buddhist chaplain, a man called Paul Haller, a Buddhist priest, he says to me, you edit out the negativity and always be positive, be relentlessly positive. And I have found that, listen, you can't be positive about the past, you can't hope for a better past, but you can be positive about the future. And that's been my guiding message in the 6 months I've been in the job.
You've 9 chaplains.
9 chaplains. And you know, I'm going to say, maybe when this year's finished, I'll write a little book about this or a diary or something. But one of the revelations for me, because I'm not a churchgoer, I'm a man of very, very little faith, perhaps holding on. I don't like people to say you have no faith, but I'm perhaps holding on. But on my first Sunday after my, I actually brought my mother to Mass. That was a nice thing to do. Haven't been in church in 30 years. But since then, I've been, I asked, would all the main Christian faiths, plus the Baha'is, plus the Muslims, plus the Jews, plus now the Hindus, appoint a chaplain, and they did. So I'm now in all these different places of worship. And I have to say to you, the most radical places in the city of Belfast are the churches. That's where I hear talk about the vulnerable, the homeless, the imprisoned, the poor. And I think that's been a lesson for me, because I had written off the churches, but in fact they are doing more, I think, than anybody else to try and build up a city.
We always hear in the Northern Ireland context, it's Catholics and Protestants and everything else. So you've just outlined there are other communities here who maybe get left out in all the shouting.
And they'll probably save us from ourselves, because when you now go through the great city of Belfast, you meet the Roma. I'm going to be attending the Roma are a Pentecostalist community, and I'll be attending their service this Sunday on the Armour Road. It's a 3-hour service, so I'm ready for that. You meet the Ugandans, the Somalis, of course the great Chinese and Indian communities, and Anna Lowe is the first Chinese person ever in Europe to be elected to a legislative assembly, so we're very proud of her. But I'm proud of all those communities, and diversity is the key. You know, I spent some time in New York, Johnny, and they say in New York, whatever the question is, the answer is yes. In Belfast, whatever the question is, diversity is the answer.
Have you found it difficult with your background, reaching out and carrying out some of your duties?
Well, you know that some of them have been difficult, but I have to say that it is challenging some of it, But I found it very enjoyable. It is, without a doubt, the best job in the city of Belfast.
Yeah, you do say that. I mean, hand on heart, best job in Belfast.
No, you couldn't ask for a better job.
But you would see the negative and the positive. Are you still hopeful for the future, for the community as a whole?
Well, yeah, I do see the negative, but I am absolutely 100% positive for this city. I really believe in my heart that the great years for Belfast are not going to be, as I said, you know, the turn of the 19th century, turn of the 20th century. The greatest years for Belfast will be 2013 to 2020.
Well, fingers crossed you're right, Martin. Now, your favourite things. Do you have a favourite film?
Well, I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but Blade Runner is by far.
I love Blade Runner.
I made my twins sit down here in 19 and I sit down and watch it, and I don't know if they caught it or not, but it's set in the future, a very dank, dark California where it's always raining.
It's a very bleak place, isn't it?
But it's also redemptive, and it's also sad. It's a love story. It's these aliens or robots here on Earth. They have a time chip running out, so they're dying. So there's love in there. The robots aren't supposed to feel love, but they obviously do for each other.
It's Harrison Ford, folks, in case you don't know, and it's one of the science fiction movies. It's a genre I would watch morning, noon and night. So, I mean, I'll ask you, because in some of the cuts you make your own conclusions, was Harrison Ford a replicant?
Well, there is one point they mention an extra replicant, and is it him? Is he also a robot? I love the music as well, and it's so funny because it was time before elaborate animation, but for all that, you just get really carried away with it, and every one of the actresses in particular are stunningly beautiful, so we'll go.
Politician, you didn't answer me. do you think he's a replicant? This has been the subject of much debate.
I need to go and see it again. I need to invest another 3 hours of my life and go and see it again.
Because it's funny, when you hear the wee rumours, then you have to watch it with the rumours in mind, you know, and then you're going, well, is that a giveaway?
I've actually read a book which goes through every scene, but the poetry of Rutger Hauer, the Henry, releases a dove.
Yes.
And he says, I've seen battleships off the shoulder of Iran or something like that. And
I
used his last line.
Tears in the Rain.
So I did a lovely exhibition for the Belfast Festival of Queens 2 years ago in the Golden Thread Gallery about really the healing power of art, especially the healing power of art to our own journey in this city. And I called it Tears in Rain.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, what about a book?
There's a couple of great Irish-American writers. One's called Michael Patrick MacDonald. He grew up in Southie. You've heard of Whitey Bulger. He grew up during the era when Whitey Bulger was flooding South Boston with heroin, leading to murders on the streets, overdoses, terrible poverty, but acting as the Irish guardian of South Boston. And a book called Southie, probably the greatest memoir ever written in my view about growing up tough. And Michael Paddy MacDonald, family of 12, many of his siblings died, took their own lives, one was killed by the police, and another I think died in a robbery gone wrong. But he brought his mother. It's really about his ma. It's a homage to his mother. But that's a book to look out for. It's called All Souls. It's about growing up in Southie and South Boston, and it's about how he fought against the gun gangs and against this murderous sort of gangsterism in South Boston. Well worth a read.
Must check it out. And the big question for us on radio, a favourite song?
Well, you know, I've always loved Lou Reed, and I think one of the reasons I love him so much, I love David Bowie. When you were growing up in Andersontown, 73, 74, things were fairly bleak, gun battles in the street every day. There was something liberating about buying a David Bowie LP with his makeup and Ziggy Stardust, looking at this other world. And the same with Lou Reed. You were saying to yourself, my God, what type of place do these singers live in, that they're composing their own music, they're singing about experiences you've never dreamt of. You know, Sweet Jane, of course, is about a gay couple living together, things that really would have been unimaginable for us as young people. So I loved that music. I found it liberating. It really, I think, started infecting me with this love of America as well, and love of rock and roll. And of course, Lou Reed has a song called Rock and Roll, but Perfect Day, I think, is a beautiful prayer. There's nothing brings a smile to my face. Either listen to the original on the Transformer album or listening to the many, many versions with so many different artists joining in. And he's now gone. And I think that his music, all his music lives on, but certainly Perfect Day, I think, will always lift us. And I try to think of every day as a perfect day.
Martin, thank you very much.